as we've often heard, and as David Attenborough would have said, no one will protect what they don't care about, and no one will care about what they have never experienced. So through this award, the children got to learn about their local environment, their local beaches, you know, learn about refuse, single-use plastics, and the dangers that each and every one of us are adding to by buying these single-use plastics and not realising where it's all ending up on the ocean floor. So basically, it's about educating the children about, you know, marine health and marine life. And the beauty is that it's on our doorstep here in Oranmore, our local environment.
Now, it sounds like a lot of work went into this project. What did you have to do to win this award?
Certainly, a huge amount of work went into this project, and you know, huge credit to our lead teacher, Jessica Lillis, and all of the support that other teachers and, of course, the pupils and parents put into the project. So what did we to do? It involved field trips to our local beaches, picking up litter, bringing it back to the school, analysing it, looking at mapping. We had Infomar coming into the school, working with the children on mapping and building their awareness about their local, you know, land around and sea around Oranmore. They made a few trips to the aquarium, again, looking at sea life and the importance of having a lovely, healthy sea for our fish and water life. A awful lot of project work then, putting it all together, culminating in beautiful artwork and beautiful sculptures, creating a map, which is all on display here in the school. So yeah, there was a huge, you know, really a community effort and a lot of collaboration that was involved.